a day it is. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I think today's got such a potpourri of radiances, it's just crazy out there. It's the full moon, right? Also, this is supposed to be the day that we're going to hear about the great ship. And I just heard from my friend Judy that the great ship is maybe going to be in the southern hemisphere instead of the northern hemisphere. Who knows? But you know something? A little while ago, I was doing a chaotic meditation dance workout that I do, and I asked my guides about it, and again, I really felt its presence. But then I kind of live in that world, so I don't know if that means the proximity to my longitude and latitude is really accurate. So I wonder if any of you have had any experiences with this grand spaceship that's supposed to be coming in full of light people, light beings. My guides told us earlier that that ship also had a real variety of species on it, and that some of them were coming because there's, quite a community on it, and that some were coming because they're kind of related to us. Some are coming for more power issues. Some are coming for just curiosity or to come along with other beings in their families or whoever it is they're linked with. So it's quite a variety, and I'm really trusting that we're going to hear more about it in a while. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. That was a long preamble, wasn't it? We've also had that radiant, that shake-up, the economic shake-up, and the stock market is popping away today. Things are moving, and there have been great monies put in by different governments, German, French, and now the American government putting in rather large sums of money to keep the banks solvent and to keep the banks able to work with people. So it's a really interesting day on the planet. It's also my grandest one's birthday, and he's 4. So I can, that makes sense because he's pretty important in my world as well. So what we're going to do is some meditations, and I wanted to talk to you today about love and fear. Because when we're afraid of all of these things, Lord love a duck, what happens? We start creating at a much lower level of frequency, a lower level of vibration, and we short sheet the possibility to use this as an opportunity. That there has been a lot of greed and power running away with itself. Machiavellian, remember Machiavelli said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I remember when the Enron thing came up and they had some CEOs who were on their way to jail being interviewed on NPR, and they said it was so interesting that once we were able to create money and just write up the amount of money we wanted, even like kind of honest people were saying it was so strange, it was like I couldn't stop. It's like it just kept rolling. It came to me any way I wanted and I just couldn't stop it. So it's like human nature is really, on the collective level, and that's what Paradigm Shifters is all about, is what are we doing and who's impacting the collective. But on the collective level, we're really beginning to maybe find the power to shift this incredibly greedy I have so you don't economy or that way that it's been running for what? Maybe a million years, right? Did they have an economy a million years ago? Bones. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to have call-ins. I really am eager to have you talk to me about whatever you're going through. And how are you dealing with fear today? How are you dealing with the challenges? Are you finding yourself able to drop into love instead of fear? It's a challenge, isn't it? It's more than a meditation. It's a leveraging your whole attitude and really creating from that. So we're going to start off with a meditation. I love to do the structures. We're going to do the structures together. We're going to take a few minutes and really brighten things up for ourselves and learn to manifest. And then I got all kinds of tidbits to talk about. I'll bet you do too. What is it? 877-876-5227. That's the American number, and we'll get the Canadian one after our structures. Are ya ready? I want you to take a deep, deep breath. I had to take a deep, deep drink there. I want you to take a deep breath and maybe another one. And now let's focus above our heads. Let's focus out to the galactic center, a galactic center. Maybe it's bazillions of miles away and you love it out there. So just send your mind out into the galactic center and draw back from there a tiny crystalline tube and have that tube pull the energy from there and just share, of course, don't take it all. And run that crystalline tube down in through your head, spine, all the way down your spine into the core of the earth. And now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball, shiny, shiny golden ball, and below your spine about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light, absolutely radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the tubes into the lower golden ball. And just radiate in there. Can you feel it? And now let's do the octahedron shape, which is from the upper golden ball down to waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid, have the points at the front and the back and side to side. And at the points, it looks like the feet around the waist level, stick another golden ball, a beautiful radiant golden ball. Now all the lines that form this four-sided pyramid create a very radiant, resonant line. Let's do the same thing upside down, pointing to the lower golden ball. And now you've got yourself a great eight-sided figure. You've got four sides pointing up, four sides pointing down. So you're in kind of a diamond shape, but that's pushing it a little. And now inside of that, you've got your crystal ball. And it's beautiful, many colors. And inside of that, the star tetrahedron. And that's like a three, whoops, we'll start again. Like a three-dimensional Star of David. Now those of you who are familiar with the Merkaba know that your light body sticks out kind of like a star around you. So it's kind of like your light body. So don't get too complicated about it, but just be in your Star of David, and I'd like you to spin and spin and spin. Can you feel the energy? Spin and spin and spin. Whilst you're spinning, see on a magical screen in front of you that which you want to create. Now today's show is about fear and love. So let's find some kind of vision of yourself, maybe panicking about funds or the shifting world thing or whatever it is you're afraid of. Let's just take a look at that and have that up there in a movie form. Take a look at it. Don't be afraid. Just look at it. Mm-hmm. Good work. And now we're going to change it. See yourself absolutely able to create the wealth, the world, the support, the security, and the love that you want. And you might even see ways of doing that. Maybe it's your own business, your own style. Yeah. And see different ways of, let's go to investing since that seems to be the area that was the most marauded. So seeing yourself investing in things differently, relentlessly, and knowing it's for the greater good. Yeah. And let's now move over to the next movie. And then see your situation with resources. And if you're afraid about that, bring the fear up and take a look at it. And then we're going to move the fear out as we see ourselves creating resources, magnetizing resources, have them flow to you, stick to you, dance around you. You share them, you enjoy them, you experience them. That's it. And you're having fun with it. Yeah. Now, let's move to the next movie. Now, remember, we're all healers, and then energy itself, the thing to remember is energy itself is abundant. It's everywhere. We can draw it through. We draw it through in special ways, in order to amplify its effect and to point it really well and to actually bask in it and grow it and so on. So let's see ourselves bringing through divine light or energy from the universe and creating a healing force for ourselves first. I always laughingly say, okay, I'm going to do a facelift. Why not, hey? And if you've got aches and pains, run these energies, call in the energy, and move them through your aches and pains, through your physical trauma. Good. And then let's bring in somebody who's really ill. Well, we'll take a physical. It can be a mental illness, too. Let's bring in somebody that you know is really specifically very ill. Oh, and the thing about this part is wrap that person in light. Wrap them in light so that person is in their own, I'm calling it the galactic healing room. That they're in there separately, not with all the other millions of people that we've brought in today. And then just run this energy through their body, mind, paying a special attention to where they need help and support. Yes, it's so interesting, isn't it? And you know, when you do that, you're going to get some insights into where they might need. Like, I'm working on somebody's toes right now, and I can see that her brain pattern in the left side of her brain, probably the temporal, it is the temporal lobe, has got some affliction, some tension. So even though I'm working on her toes, I'm going up into her brain pattern at the same time. The insights come to you. They just come to you. And then so send your energy up and down this person's body or around their brain or whatever you're working on. And then we move to the next thing, which is the world political situation. And let's take a few minutes and send... Let's send harmonizing light into all the election camps and anywhere in the world that you think there's a fracas going on or there's a dog-eat-dog, people are without, people are in lack, and justice is really not available. Keep going all around the world. I always do a bright pink light. I was giving a workshop on Saturday, and one woman really objected to pink. However, I'm going to use pink, and if you don't like it, change it for yourself. I'm going to use pink, and I'm going to dot and blob all the areas where I think harmony would be required, a little amping up of the harmony. And let's move that pink light round and round and round the planet. Round and round the planet so our visitors from outer space can see that we're a very harmonious group of beings. Good work. All right, so that's enough for now. We'll do maybe more healing work when you call in with your questions or with your comments about the spaceship or... any issues that you're working on. Let's step back into our star tetrahedron and spin 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 and spin. And remember, when you're having a little bit of difficulty with someone, with anyone, you can put them in a double tetrahedron or a star tetrahedron and just spin them. They don't know you're doing it. But the energy between two people, you can spin yourself at the same time, the energy between two people will separate and that those little strings won't be tweaking on each other and helping manifest the reality you want or interfering with manifesting the reality you want. So come on back into your living room, into your office, wherever you're listening to Radiance by Design. Now, let's see. I'll give you the numbers. 877, if you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Hang on a sec. 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. Then the direct line from anywhere, maybe from the big spaceship, is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now I'm assuming it would be a really wonderful experience to have these beings who are out there actually calling in. All right, let's see. I have a couple of suggestions to make today. I was talking to my next week's paradigm shifter is going to be quite a mind blower. She is an amazing woman, Linda Sherman. Now, Linda Sherman has a newsletter called Soothsayer, Soothsayer.com, Soothsayer.com. She's an astrologer, but she's just not a normal astrologer. She's one that has quite a political and financial and economic focus. Whoa. Her book is called What Next, and I'm really enjoying it. But what's amazing is she published that book in 2007, and actually it's all about what's going on right now. She's quite an amazing character. And she has some, I had a nice chat with her the other day, and she has some pretty powerful things to say. She's very pro-Obama, particularly since she was talking to some of the people that are very up, high up in his campaign, and was talking about how he's really bringing futuristic people who are in the know to work with him. And she said in and amongst that are some Republicans, so some big name. So it's very interesting to hear a perspective like that. And although my guides had said a while back that they didn't think it would matter too much who got in because there's so much going on the planet right now, it's not an easy machine to take over. I did see the last time we talked about McCain and Obama that Obama has quite a lot of light, a really powerful light. So anyway, we're going to talk with Linda Sherman next week, but I would really recommend that you check out her website, lindasherman.com or soothsayer.com, and look at some of the material that she's putting out. It's quite uplifting because for every phase of certain planetary configurations, there's a really difficult part and a really amazing part. And the, you know, so I guess what I could say about that is oh good, we have a call, just finished this thought. What I could say about that is it's really important that we hold our visions really strong for the sake of all people. So when you read this kind of stuff that can be a bit scary, it's great when it's topped up with some real possibilities that are there as well. And I believe you and I can create possibilities that it may not, in quotes, look so real, but they can be affected too. We can probably create them better than ever before on the planet. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Veronica. This is, can you hear me?
I sure can, but you have some kind of alien sounds going on.
I have a zillion sounds going on?
Some alien sounds.
Oh, that might be a little fountain.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It must be, or else it's just all the aliens around me, huh?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah. You've been peeking from around the bushes at me. since tonight's on fear, raising fear, releasing fear.
Right.
And, so I've been working at that and being safe, which seems to be a big issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a few nights ago, and it's been happening most of my life. I've just gotten really conscious to it and not so afraid. Mm-hmm. I start my body, I kind of go off into an altered state, and I get a vibration feeling and a shaking. And I know I'm kind of being taken someplace or going someplace.
Great. So what happened?
Well, this time, I was laying on my belly, and I could feel this presence laying next to me, and it wasn't my husband because he was down watching TV, and it wasn't any of my dogs because they can't go upstairs, so it was just me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like half awake, half asleep state,
mm-hmm.
and I could feel this presence, and it kept getting heavier and heavier, and I reached over, in not in a physical form, but in the etheric, and I could feel this hair, what I would call hair, and it felt really wiry and clumpy.
Oh, wow.
And it kept, this thing kept getting heavier and heavier on my right side. like it was squishing me, and I kind of got tired of it. So I started commanding and demanding that it be gone. And it left, but it just brought up more fear, because I'm really trying to be safe in the universe and protected, which I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, it just brings up this fear in me of, I don't know.
It's pretty hard when we don't know what's out there, isn't it? You didn't think to ask it about the big ship, huh?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Kinda.
Not very well, huh?
Right now I can hear you.
Okay. Anyway, what I wanted to say about that, Vicki, is that, you know, I was just reading something going, isn't it interesting that we live in a multi-dimensional existence? And some of what's going on in different dimensions isn't necessarily comfortable or understandable for us at any given time. And you're experiencing a bleed through, which is what a vibrational shaking apart that lets these different beings, different realities to get, come together, you know?
Uh-huh.
But what I think is really interesting is you're looking for safety, and when you commanded that it be gone, it was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of telling us that we have these etheric muscles that we're able to use?
Well, yeah, because, you know, when I got up, woke up in the morning, when I could move again, because I get kind of like paralyzed.
Yeah, I bet.
And I realized, wait a minute, I think I can move, but I was still afraid to even move my body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I went, it's gone. And that was, there was like an empowering that came up in me that, oh, I do have the power to say yes or no. It was,
mm-hmm.
But then I thought, well, maybe it had some information for me.
Darn, I blew it. It knew all about the ship. I think that's really funny. But, you know, here's the other thing. Does that answer your question? Was it a question?
Well, I guess my question is, because you've known me for a long time, the spirit, and I've been working on expanding my heart. It's kind of like a surrender with a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing more love and light to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting as source, God, creator. And I get really dizzy, and I'm wondering if that is just my body opening up to new energies. Because sometimes it's like, yesterday I was driving home and I found like a chunk in my heart, so I kind of went into it, and it was like the belief of lack in the world and stuff. And I'm going, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I started clearing it, and then all of a sudden I got really dizzy and floaty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like lifted off the ground. And I mean, I was driving, so I wouldn't suggest that to anybody to do. So is that energy me opening?
Well, you know what's interesting? While we're talking about that, while you're speaking about that, I'm fascinated by the brain patterns, because what we believe, if we want to look at it this way, we're
right.
Vibrational vehicles. What we believe holds tight and becomes a kind of a ballast. Right?
Yeah.
And as we
So my ballast is letting go.
Yeah, and you want it to because you're opening further. And I must admit that I go through hilarious, strange phases still as I open yet again. And usually I get dizzy. And I kind of like it because it means that I'm coming to a new level. But, I mean, it's not a good thing when you drive in the car.
Right, and I kept, you know, this was going on for a couple months, and so I kept thinking, oh, this is just me opening up, just breathing ground, and that brings it on even stronger. And sometimes when I'll get up and walk and it'll happen, I'll be tipped to the left, like I fall over.
Mm-hmm.
So the ballast thing makes total sense.
And I'm looking at your brain in case you've got what my dad will call Tiefel Tiboris, but I'm looking at your... when I look at your brain, I don't see you having... I think you're awakening still. I know you're very intuitive already, but one of the things over this period of time is that there's such a quantum leap going on in the fabric of our economic system, our globalization system, and so on. You know that. I mean, it's a huge leap.
Right.
People are unhooking. People are afraid. People are freaking out. People are giving up. People are hunkering down and creating and creating and creating. But there's a melange of rapidly moving energies out there, right?
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is to remember to call in the universe. I mean, the way we can connect to our higher power, our, you know, the higher energies, that's the route to making it through this and keeping our vision strong, isn't it?
Right.
So
right.
It's like that's where you go, but in the meantime, you're being bopped about by an awful lot of both interference from the inside and the outside. You know? Like, you don't feel safe on the planet anyway, do you?
No.
And so the lack of that kind of safety, and then this massive, how many people don't feel safe right now? You know, a number, hey? A huge number.
Right.
And in metaphysics, we're learning over and over again, we just got to hold the light and realize that we were born for this, and you got to keep opening up so you can connect better to the higher and stay stable. Because if you're connected to the higher, even if you're spinning, whatever
yes.
you're doing, it's much safer, isn't it? You know?
You're right. Yeah.
You're going to be fine, actually. And it's all hands on deck, you guys. We were born to be here right now. If this is really the reenactment of the end times of Atlantis, we're all here, right?
Right, and
we're glad.
Yeah, and I am, because I've kind of gotten that a lot lately. I mean, I'm pretty happy about, you know, parts of me are anyways. I have so many different multidimensional parts.
Some of it's very furry, I hear, right?
So, yeah, and I just try not to go into that sphere. I try to bring it up or change the belief tattooed in my brain.
Yeah, and I think that recognizing that fear has been the stabilizing force, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's not anymore. It's really uncomfortable and actually painful.
Yeah, and you don't need it because you've got other gifts. Remember, if we come from the heart, ladies and gentlemen, if we get a much more expanded loving radiance, it forms the protection that our defenses might have formed. You know, we were talking to the guides, and you might want to hang up and just listen to this part, Vicki. But I thank
okay.
you. I thank you for your call. You're always so courageous.
Thank you.
Much
right,
love
bye.
To you. Yes.
You too.
And I was channeling before we started this show, and the guides were talking about the aliens that are in the big ship and so on. And they were talking, you know, we were talking about how they feel when they come to the Earth. And they're saying, we are a species. So if I've been working very hard on releasing defensiveness at all levels. And I'll tell you what, it's like really talk about getting spinny and the fabric of yourself losing ballast. I find that it's been really challenging, and I'm shocked at how many ways I'm defensive. However, the guides were so sweet, and they said, which they always are anyway, even if they're being severe with me, and they said that they're arriving on a planet where the entire species is in a defensive state of mind. And when you think about that, it's really true, isn't it? Instead of expanding our hearts and radiating love, we've been protecting ourselves, and that's why it's such a challenge for us to learn to open our hearts. And it's really, really a big job to be a human being these days. But, gall darn it, we're here to do this, aren't we? And it is a very loving time, in a way. We're all learning to look at each other and love. How many of you have seen Zeitgeist? And then the second Zeitgeist is called Zeitgeist Addendum. And I have not seen it, to be honest. But a friend was nagging at me because I hadn't looked at it yet. And I said, well, some of the information we're so busy getting from other sources, like George Green, who talks about his awareness of the way our the complicities and duplicities in our government and economic structure and so on. There are a lot of things that we've been looking at already. But interestingly enough, my friend Judy was telling me that there's a fellow named Jacques, J-A-Q-U-E-S, or J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, I think, Fresco, or F-R-E-S-C-O, and he's in Zeitgeist Addendum. And she said he was talking about future lives and future cities. So I went online and found him, and I watched a whole bunch of little YouTubes he talking, even being interviewed by Larry King in 1974, and he was making projections, like 15 years from now, this is going to happen, and that you need to really look at this guy. And he, what he's done is he's created, he's got a center in Florida called the Venus Project, and in that center, they show that he's done a lot of research on futuristic living. He's an architect, and he's just a relentless, feisty futurist, and he's self-educated. He's really brilliant, and he's done these designs of futuristic living possibilities on the planet where everybody's needs get met. But one of the things I loved is he was in one of the little movies that was on. He was talking about, of course, something that Linda Sherman had talked with me about yesterday, is that where, for example, you've got a lot of Mexicans coming over the border and they work in our in some pretty low-end jobs, but they work pretty hard for just making it. And a lot of them have been, their jobs don't exist or they've been laid off. And so there's now an awful lot of stealing of food, stealing of whatever it is they need to survive. And what he's talking about is when we have an attitude as humanity, and it's like that, of course, people have to steal. They steal for their kids, they steal for what they want, and so on. And so he was talking about living. It's really worth listening to his stuff because he's got great, great dreams and all kinds of architectural models, and then also some actual buildings, research places, and so on that he's created. He talks about cities on the water, cities under the water, trains that travel under the water, all kinds of amazing things. And, of course, a lot of us are going, I wonder if we're all going to be flooded. And he's got, you know, life on top of the water. And, oh, it's so beautiful, the kinds of images that he has. But the thing I love the most about it is we're all wanting to keep our visions really strong. And it really, you know, a reality can be changed by us and our point of view. And this guy has done, he's 86 right now, or maybe he's 87, but he's done terrific work in his life. He's a real paradigm shifter. Maybe he'll come on my show. So I'm saying to you, Google this guy or look up Future by Design is one of the smaller pieces that he's got. Jacques Fresco. I also noticed that UVic, University of Victoria, has their own Venus Project. So I haven't really done enough research to tell you if they're bonded or not. But in any case, it's encouraging to think that a university is taking off and running with some of the stuff. And what I did see at UVic is that they've got a whole bunch of underwater technology going with that as well. And the other thing I wanted to report was I get the daily blurb from Abraham. They always give you something very inspiring. I'm sure a lot of you get that as well. But there was one today that they took out of a gathering that they did, and it was Abraham on the World Financial Crisis. So check that on YouTube or on your Abraham website or whatever. But it's very, very inspiring. And what they say there is carry on and focus and see your job being the way it is and get life focusing the way it is. Well, we know that, don't we? But Abraham is such a wonderful way of saying it. People are saying, what if, and they're saying, just keep going, keep focusing on life as it is. Keep, you know, sorting out your visions and putting forward what it is you really want to see. Now, with Vicki's call, I'd say one of the things I really want to see for all of us is a much stronger rapport with the unseen, with your guides and angels. And that's going to really help us get through these times and turn it into a future vision instead of, you know, just like, I'm okay, are you okay? You know, instead of that, like, really get our visioning going strong. It's so important. And one of the ways to call in your guides and angels, it's really that. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Wrap yourself in light. And call in the beings that you trust and pray to. I love to call forth the presence of the Ascended Masters, and of the archangels and the angels. And sometimes there's beings around you that were old relatives, you know. You can call them into our higher selves. Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Yeah. And I always like to call in the beings who are what we would call extraterrestrials that are there for truth and consciousness and light and evolution. Yeah. And when I do that, did you feel that? When I do that or when you do that, doesn't your body kind of buzz differently and you start to feel more aligned with the great library that's all around you? Because if we do that in the name of the highest, in the name of what, truth, honesty, love, expansion, evolution, and so on, if we do that, guess what? We can really feel that life could be easier. All right, so today I was talking about fear and love. Are you going to call in or not? All right, I guess I'll just talk. What I'd like to talk about is, let me see, I'm talking about, okay, what we're going to do is some healing work. Everybody wrap yourself in light. Good, wrap yourself in light. And I'm going to ask you to ask your body to show you where all your fear, where fear is. Let's all be afraid just for a minute. Wrap your, feel all the fear in your body. Where's the fear? Okay. And now let's ask for your angels to help us as we ask them to pull that fear out, command total release, and fill yourself with possibility and fill yourself with love. Okay, fill yourself with love. I want to know where you felt the fear. Did you feel it in your chest? Somebody got it in the, it's more like it's legs and knees and that behind the small part of the back. Yeah. And just pay attention to that, because when that gets achy, and what happens is you want to know that that's where your fear is, and then we want to clear it. So one more time, we're going to ask your angels to come in and clear that fear. There must be a lot of it out there because it's still heavy, isn't it? All right, so let's do another structure. So I want you to call in the golden ball above you and the golden ball below. It can be a mile and a half, 2 miles above you and the golden ball below. And drop the filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And see a circle of golden balls like a hula hoop all around your body, about 8 feet in radius. Now from the upper golden ball down to the circle of golden balls, drop a myriad of pink filaments of light. And from the circle of balls to the lower ball, more pink filaments of light. So you're in a structure. And now I want you to draw in the crystal ball. Good. And inside of that, go into your double tetrahedron this time. That three-sided pyramid pointing up and three sides pointing down. And you go in there and just let spin and 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 spin. And as you spin and spin and spin, see yourself up on the magic screen. Not only releasing fear, because that's really important, but see yourself becoming a radiant, vibrational vehicle of light and steering all of your visions. Look at something you want to create. Yeah, put it in your little movie. And that you want to share. Yeah, something you want to put into the world, into the future, something that's going to be a seed for the future. Got something for that? That's good. And now we're going to jump to one more. Let's see, somebody who's in deep trauma and can't seem to shake out of it. So let's pick somebody and do some healing work. And put that person up on your screen. of want you to send healing energy to that person. See them on the screen. See them receiving healing energy. Yeah. And you might want to run it right up through their feet, right up through their entire body. And it's funny, when we run the healing energy up through, I'm being shown how this person that I've got up here, this mythical person, who of course I'm picking somebody that I know, and I'm sending the energy up through, but each time it hits another defense, the energy has to break through a person's defensive activity. Because like with Vicky, it's like your brain pattern constructs these little energy patterns to keep you safe, to keep you defended, and so on. So very often what we have to do is send light through the body and release some of this. This doesn't mean that you're defenseless. It means that your defense comes through an awakening. It comes through your connection with higher. Your defense and self-protection comes through your light, which gets brighter and brighter when you release a lot of these defenses. And you move more swiftly at any given time. When we're in a relatively bright state, what happens is going back to Abraham, we really don't attract those problems in the same way. Oftentimes it's like you're living in a whole different universe. You don't even see the same drama that people have that are in the defensive reality. So let's swish that person with light. Just swish them out with light. Okay. And then come back out and spin in your double tetrahedron. Good. And so now I'm going to talk about Aravinda. The show that I have coming on at 5 o'clock is a rerun. And the reason is because I think we need to have a really nice... Oh, goody, I have a caller. I'll talk about this after. You're on the air.
Monica, it's Judy.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I took your name in vain. Judy's the one who told me that the ship might be in the southern hemisphere. Where'd you hear that?
Well, I was reading it on her website, actually. And there's a lot of debate as to where it's going to come in. What is her name?
Liz Goodchild?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, on her actual website.
Okay.
There's a lot of debate that it could even be the old location of, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but Lemuria and Atlantis. And that, of course, is up to great speculation, but it could even be Australia or south of Australia. So nobody really knows.
Well, isn't she in Australia?
Yes.
And is she the first one that started channeling this? I don't know if that's right.
No, you're correct in that. There was somebody who brought this to the forefront. I don't know the person's name. I've just been reading various things today on it. And somebody in, I think it was either 04 or 05, had also said sometime in October 08, that a large ship beyond our comprehension would come in and definitely change things.
Well, I know that Judy is an intuitive, but after I spoke with you today, I did my workout, and I actually could feel, I asked to feel them, and I'm pretty good at that, and I felt like it was very close.
I haven't been able to get a really strong take on it today, but other than I've had little blurbs, little visions come in of a large ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what that means, but very colorful. And that's why I think if it is happening today, which I'm really, really hoping it is, that it will come in at night, because what a spectacular light show that'll bring, right?
You bet.
Yeah. We could all use that.
My perception was there was a kind of a, I felt like there was sort of a flatness about it, but I get this really strong, when I really focus on it, I get a very strong vibrational rapport. It's really strong. And I'm kind of, you know, sometimes when there's a full moon, I said this already on the air, so forgive me if I'm repeating for you, but when there's a full moon, sometimes it's, and there is a full moon right now, I get this really strong vibration on my body. Do you get that? And this this was like that, only way stronger.
I feel really energized today.
Yeah. Well,
And I think maybe that it could be full moon. It could be them coming in. I don't know. I was talking to a girlfriend earlier, and she was feeling the same. You know, not as much as me. Of course, I tend to be wound up anyway. But she was even feeling energized.
Well, it's a very exciting.
I would be curious if your listeners are feeling that way.
Yeah, let's ask them.
Yeah.
Call in.
let's all send out a message to them that, hey, it's okay. You are definitely a welcomed entity here.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be pretty interesting. So somebody's going to give us some feedback. And you said maybe it would be tonight. I just feel like they're around, and they don't reveal until it's the right time. Maybe they don't know this show yet.
Well, I think they're listening.
Right.
I think they are. I think they tune in. I would imagine, anyway, connected.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
No, I actually had a question. What prompted me to call is you had said something about somebody that had passed over. And my father, as you know, the whole scenario with that, is he trying to communicate with me and I am just blocking the great Ernie or what? He's trying to tell me something.
He's having a very hard time communicating. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't know either because I've been talking to him, but I'm not hearing anything back. And is there just something I'm blocking or...
Well, you know, what's really funny is because Judy's dad died a while ago. He's a little bit older, and he had a very hard time when he was going. And it feels when I look at him, I feel like he's having an awful time. You know, it's a lot of the communication is about projecting energy and about sending energy. And I keep hearing him as if he's going, as if it's underwater.
Yeah. And, maybe that's why.
So let's see if we can.
I didn't even think about that.
He's just learning how. You'll hear from him very soon. He's getting, he had to go through an awful lot of healing, and some seem to take a while before they can communicate, and he will. He needs some blessings and some prayers and some love.
Similar to the movie Ghost, where he's trying to move the penny.
Yes.
So my dad's trying to learn, basically what you're saying is he's trying to learn how to communicate more clearly through, the vibration or from one dimension to the other?
When we leave, very often we're kind of trapped by a lot of our emotional, back to belief structures. Kind of our emotional state, and it seems just to unhook that is a lot of the process, or to unravel it. And my first husband used to come, and he would play charades with me because. But the thing was, it took so long. I said, "You really have to go and learn how to talk because this is taking way too long." But he finally got really good at talking. But it took quite a while.
For it to come through.
I don't for him
to
be
sure.
Able to work with the mechanics, sort of like the guy in Ghost, because he couldn't work the mechanics of it yet.
So that he's still going, even a year later, of course, I guess time is subjective in this scenario. But
well,
I just
also,
to make
sometimes
sure.
They spend a great deal of time in a rather coma-like place where they're being healed and things are being processed, you know. Oftentimes you don't hear from people, you might hear immediately and then you don't hear anything and all of a sudden they show up 2 years later. That's not unusual. And they don't have time, so they, you know, they're just going through whatever it takes to be there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just odd because we had communication with him shortly after he crossed over and then he just kind of disappeared for a while, and I attribute that to, as you had mentioned, healing. And I'm just curious if maybe it's just me, wishful thinking, but it feels really, really strong that he's trying to say something to me, and he's either unable to clearly communicate or I'm not listening, which
No, I think he's unable
me.
Yet. He looks like he's sitting up and ready, but the sound isn't clear. And
okay.
He also's got some problems with his thinking process still.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's okay. It's just, he's just, you be patient and just keep sending him. He needs love. You know, when we really try to do things and we're really trying really hard, and the harder you try, the more you mess it up.
Right.
It's a bit
no,
of that.
No, I can't relate to that, Ronnie.
It's a bit of that, but also this reminds me, I heard of someone who had killed himself recently, and the disruption in that person's vibrational fields was going to take quite a while, but the reminder is for many to send love and light and protection, it helps them through that process a lot faster, you know?
All right, well, I'll try doing that then and see if that helps. It's just been really the last, I don't know, maybe week or two that he's really been in my head and feeling like he's trying to convey something to me, or I don't know.
And to me, it's like he's just sitting up and he's just getting ready to go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Take a look at Abraham on the World Financial Crisis.
I looked at that. That was great.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So thank you for your call. And thanks for alerting me to Jacques Fresco, who was a very, very inspiring.
To all your listeners, seriously, Zeitgeist the Addendum is better than the first one. It was definitely more inspiring. And he is incredible, including the woman that, I can't remember her name, that speaks on behalf of the Venus Project. And I'll tell you what, if we can create that world, I feel a sense of peace just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's why I want listeners to catch at least some of it, because it's very, very, almost brings to the concrete. It really brings it into form for us, you know.
It's really how it should be and probably should have been until other beings came into this planet.
Well, we're going to evolve now, and we're all the evolvers, so thank you for your call.
Thank you. You take care. We'll talk soon.
You bet, Judy. Thanks.
All right. Bye for now.
So, Zeitgeist Addendum and Abraham on the World Financial Crisis, both of those are going to really get you going and inspire you. And at 5 o'clock, for those of you who still have time to listen, Aravinda, he's really an amazing teacher. He has full vision and full sight all the time. He's not what he calls an intuitive. He's just awake, wide awake all the time, and he can look at you and figure out who you are in the context of the whole universe at any given time. At least that's what I hear. And I went to one of his seminars and found it very, very uplifting. So I'm rerunning that because I think we need some more meditative support. On Thursday night, I'm going to be with Jackie Salvitti, and it should be a lot of fun. I've been interviewing the team, and they've been talking to us a lot about these changing times and, you know, again, how to create our reality and what to heal. And then next week's going to be quite the show with Linda Sherman. Remember, check soothsayer.com. There's an Ian Soothsayer, or lindasherman.com, and her book is What Next, and you'll find it astrologically. It's stunning. How she puts together, and this book was written quite a long time ago, or at least it was published a year ago, but it's been written over time, and how the configurations of the planets have really affected the collective back to paradigm shifting. You know, it's what kind of configurations caused the 20s creative blurb, and, you know, how that equivalency is going on right now. And she talks about there being 25,000-year shifts going on. She's pretty amazing, and she gives you a great deal of insight about how to empower your thinking over this next astrological time. She talks a lot about Obama and McCain, and, oh, she's a lively soul. We're going to put her on for an hour and a half next week from 4:30 so that you can call in and ask questions. Now, not very many people called in today, but think about calling in next week or send your questions ahead of time to me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, and we will name you and your question as I talk to Linda Sherman. It's going to be really exciting. So I will stay tuned for 5 o'clock for Aravinda, A-A-R-A-V-I-N-D-A. That's Aravinda, and his website is Samboda. SAMBODHA.org. One of you wonderful listeners reminded me that quite often I misspell somebody's URL, so I apologize for that, but that is the right spelling, SAMBODHA.org. And check out what's going on with him, because he's a very, very enlightening soul. He's the one who tracked through intuitive knowing, he tracked down a very precious enclave of ascended beings that are over in the Himalayas, and they have lived for some of them up as much as, at least they say, as much as 4,000 years. So his stories are really amazing, and his book should be out in the next 6 months or so. All right, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, or call me for a session, 510-595-5564, or that email will work for that too, 510-595-5564. And maybe you have some ideas of paradigm shifters that you want us to put forward to inspire a lot of people, or maybe you have feedback on this show, which I would really appreciate. So much love to you all, and I will see you. I guess I won't be there while you hear a pre-record of Aravinda. Then I'll be talking to you from Jackie's show on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Many blessings.